Good morning to our North American listeners, good afternoon to our European listeners, and good evening to our Asian listeners. Today is January 28th. I'm David Rothberg, Chairman of Niagara Capital Partners. Niagara is the administrative manager of the Niagara Friedberg Global Macro Fund and the Niagara Legacy Fund, both feeder funds into the Friedberg Global Macro Hedge Fund Limited. With me is Albert Friedberg, the portfolio manager of the Master Fund. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning. Good morning.
We'll conduct our call today as we usually do. I'm going to put some general questions to Albert to begin, and then we'll respond to questions. If you have a question that you would like us to put to Albert, you may send it to us by emailing it to erot@niagaracapital.ca. That's E-R-O-T-T, erot@niagaracapital.ca. Al, let's begin. The drama that we've been watching has been large as anything any of us have ever seen, but we are not reviewers of past performances. Our livelihoods depend upon the dramas that are in rehearsal, so to speak. So let's cut right to the chase. What do you think we're going to see next?
What we're looking at is the overreaction that we're seeing now around the world. Fiscal and monetary overreaction. To us, that's the key element here. And we think that the initial impact of this overreaction will be a bounce in economic activity. We have a lot of doubts about what will happen later in after the first initial impact of this of these measures. But for now, we expect economic activity to bottom sometime in the next few months. What we are counting on is a substantial rise in commodity prices, and I think that will be the big surprise for the 2009. It will have negative consequences for incomes, and that's one of the reasons, just one of the reasons why we think that the economic outlook later on, fourth quarter, maybe next year, will be a lot worse than what is thought about now. So our view of the world is just a little different than, I guess, the consensus view. We think a bounce is in the making soon, short to medium term, and a relapse is in the making for late this year and sometime next year.
So are you saying then that in the immediate term, what stands in front of of us as investors in the immediate sense is that the reflation debt in effect trumps the economic slowdown, but the reflation debt trumps it only in the short term, and that looking over the valley, in effect, it guarantees an even worse economic slowdown?
That's right. That's right. The reflation now, which is at least in monetary terms is a lot stronger than generally thought, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. Is going to trump all the negative economic effects, but because it will have a substantial impact on prices, especially in international.